Hello, and welcome to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro, and as a mental health professional, I believe in people having and maintaining a healthy mind, body, and spirit. And a lot of times that does include some physical attributes, which is about money. So because our guest today is going to talk about profit, I've chosen a couple of affirmations that you can carry with yourself throughout the day. When you think about it, just repeat these to yourself. The first one is, I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. The second one is, money comes to me easy and effortlessly. Money comes to me easy and effortlessly. So I want to welcome to the show Pamela. Pronounce that for me. I don't want to mess it up.
Awansa.
Welcome to the show, Pamela.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your professional background and your current profession.
Great. Well, I am currently what many people deem a professional fundraiser. And so what I do is I raise millions of dollars for different nonprofits, as well as I am a professor. I teach professional development at Brown Mackey College, and I currently own two businesses. One is a nonprofit consulting firm, called Perfect Formula, and then the other one is my brand new baby called The Branding Bombshell, where I am focusing on branding women entrepreneurs.
Wow, you've got a lot on your plate. And it's all about some money.
Yes, definitely. Well, that's an aspect of it, but yeah.
I understand it's not your whole interest, but don't get me wrong here. I don't want to be misleading. What is one of the things that keeps you going every day with so much that you have to do?
Definitely my daughter. She has always been that motivating force behind me just getting up and wanting to make sure that my legacy is intact for her. I think that if I didn't have my daughter, I still would be hardworking and driven, but it's like she just kind of gives me this extra push, so it's definitely her.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, in a couple more years, she'll be running your business.
I hope so. That's the plan.
Good. Leave that legacy.
Yeah.
So what inspired you, Pamela, to devote your career and to helping nonprofit organizations? Because I know, it's particularly since 2008, when we started having this economic problem in the country, a lot of non-for-profit organizations went out of business. So what's inspired you to help them out?
Well, for me, my background, my family is originally from Nigeria. And so all of my life, I kind of knew that I wanted to go into medicine. And so I always told my parents I was going to be a missionary doctor and move back to Nigeria and help, you know, my people. And so during my journey in college, and I was raised in New Orleans, so I went to school. I went to undergrad at this school called Nicholls State University, which is in Thibodaux, Louisiana. So during my time there, Hurricane Katrina hit. And so at that moment, myself and many of my friends and family members lost everything. And so I went from wanting to do medicine to really falling in line with wanting to do more nonprofit work, more social work. And that was due to I was 19 at the time, working at a grocery store. And basically, our store was the last store that was open for people to go and buy groceries before they were even allowed back into New Orleans to assess their damage. And so a lot of people were coming in frantic, not knowing what to do, what condition their home would be. And so I started just tearing receipt paper and giving them the resources that they needed from just me knowing from being in the store. And so for me, I just felt like the Lord led me in that direction to just really allow me to understand that this is what you're going to be doing. You're going to be helping others, whether it's giving them the actual resources or creating the actual programs. This is the lane that you're going to be in.
Okay. I do remember Hurricane Katrina. I was down there myself afterwards providing crisis care management for the first responders.
Yeah.
That was devastating.
Wow. Yes, very.
So what are your overall short and long-term goals?
Definitely my short-term goals is to impact the lives of any individual who's seeking my assistance. And so for me, it's through my workshops. I do grant writing workshops, fundraising workshops. I'm also doing small business workshops that are going to be geared towards women. And so for me, my short-term goal is to really get my services out there so that I can impact the lives of many of these women who are in need of it, especially in the Metro Atlanta area. And then long term, I definitely want to go back to school and get my PhD. I have a master's in social work from the University of Georgia, and I enjoy the different opportunities that I've gained with that, but I really am seeking to continue with my education and get the PhD.
Excellent. How can people get a hold of you if they're seeking your services?
Well, they can definitely go to my website, which is perfectformulagroup.com, or they can email me at perfectformulagroup@gmail.com or give me a call at 404-919-7818.
Okay, we're going to break in a minute, but I was just wondering, is there anything else that you can tell me that might that causes you to help these other organizations? Because I'm thinking of some that I know, and one of the problems they have is cost.
Yeah.
So how do you go about that?
For cost, for me, it's I do a thorough analysis of that organization's current, I want to say, budget and their resources. And so for me, I craft out a plan that helps them get to where they need to go. And so a lot of the clients that I have and have had in the past have always had the issue of fundraising incorrectly or, you know, spending money incorrectly or not obtaining grants and different things like that. So I come in there and I create a strategic plan on how that they can attract money. And it's simple things, you know, from different email campaigns to fundraising events. And so for me, helping these nonprofits are my passion, and I try to align myself with their mission in order for them to really impact those individuals that they want to impact.
Okay, excellent. We're going to take a break and come back to you, Pamela, and talk more about your passion to help nonprofit organizations raise money. So just hang in there. We'll be right back.
Look at someone who is successful and they look at them and think that it was an instantaneous thing. They don't know the passion that that person put in, the time, the unlimited hours that they put into whatever it is that they are doing. That is what we are doing here with Beautifully Driven. We are highlighting these stories, these obstacles, not to show you the negative, but to show you what it takes, the ins and the outs, to become successful, and then even define what is your level of success. What does that actually mean to you? We are here for that entrepreneur, that budding entrepreneur. We are here for that entrepreneur who has been in business for years and needs to just reshape their whole theory or process of how they've been doing business. We're here for that person who just wants that fresh look on life. whether it's going back to school, whether it is just being in a different relationship, we are here to just kind of show you the ins and outs and just the tips to just keep it beautifully driven.
Welcome back to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro. And we're speaking to Pamela about her passion for profit and assisting other not-for-profit organizations into making money. So, Pam, you've got a lot of work ahead of you. You're raising a child. You want to go back to school. What helps motivate you to help others then? What is it about Pamela that makes this possible?
I would definitely say my love for people. I adore people. I love seeing people reach their potential and reach their goals. And for me, that does something for me, and it just drives me to wanting to continue on the path that I am. I stay very busy, and I do multiple things. And for me, it's just really helping those individuals and seeing how impactful my services are for them.
So what are some of the key things every businesswoman should know in order to succeed?
Definitely every businesswoman should know that they have to be creative. You cannot limit yourself to what society says is appropriate or normal for your business. Do whatever makes you happy. So you have to do things that are outside, out of the box, outside of what the norm is, and things that you feel comfortable with doing. That's the first key. The second key is being versatile and flexible. As I call it, a Jackie of all trades. And so you have to definitely be able to hold your own but be comfortable wearing different hats, and don't be afraid to let your unconventional skills show. So if you're a singer, you may do some things that align with your business that allow you to maybe sing at a fundraising event if you have a nonprofit, and people will be able to come and hear that side of you and also contribute to your other side. So definitely be versatile. And then finally, network with everyone everywhere you go. I tell this to all my clients. You never know who you will encounter or where your next blessing will be. So sometimes we are having bad days and we don't know who we're in the elevator with or passing by, but being courteous and getting to know random people will definitely help you with your business.
I'm going to remember some of that advice for myself. I find that people who own businesses, entrepreneurs, tend to really know what it is they're passionate about, but they lack the skill on the business side. And, I'm guilty of it myself. I've always known that I've been weak when it comes to marketing. Mm-hmm. And people who are passionate about their desires for a business and whatever that might be tend to be the ones doing all the work instead of learning how to work the business. So I'm sure you can provide a lot of insight to help them balance those scales to be successful.
Definitely, because a lot of times people feel that if they have a business that they can run it a certain way and they don't need a business model or they don't need to have that corporate America edge. And what I try to tell my clients is you don't have to have that, but you do need to create a business model that will put you in front of your target audience. So you do have to create something that will be able to, market you to those consumers that you're trying to attract. So it's definitely a need.
So what is your definition of success then?
For me, success is enjoying your journey of discovering your purpose. It's embracing that we live in a universe where you have access to limitless abundance. Therefore, take advantage of every opportunity that positively feeds your soul and release any fears or shortcomings that are keeping you from accomplishing your goals and living your dream.
How do you let go of some of those shortcomings when you're not sure where to go to from there?
I think that it has to be, you have to get to a place where you acknowledge the shortcomings And what happens is when we try to release things that we're inadequate in, we forget that we have to fill in that place. And I was telling a client recently, if there's an old table in the house that's rotting or anything old and it's time to take it out, we often move that table into the garage because we feel that, oh, you know, even though I know it's not supposed to be there, I still want to have access to it. And then we never buy a new table. So now when it's time for family and friends to come over for Thanksgiving, what do we go and do? Grab that old table and throw in a tablecloth over it because we've never programmed ourselves to fill in that void. And now that table is there and we're saying, oh, I don't want to get a new table now because I've just thrown in over this tablecloth. And it's the same thing with our shortcomings. We often say, I've released it, I'm over the failure of doing this, but when we've just stored it somewhere else, and as soon as something that reminds us of that shortcoming happens, we bring it back, and it's like we definitely have to release it completely by acknowledging that you don't want it. I don't want to be late. I don't want to do this, and doing, you know, incremental changes. It's not like tomorrow, oh, I'm just going to be early all the time, but acknowledging that incremental change assists with the bigger picture.
Like some very sound advice. Again, I'm going to take some of that out myself. I've got a lot of tablecloths I need to get rid of.
You exactly right. The tables, the cloth, everything. Sometimes the dining room.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Redesign the whole thing.
Exactly. Just redesign it.
So how did you discover your purpose?
Definitely through my relationship with God. I had to learn how to trust him and allow him to guide me in this journey. I really had to, you know, learn how to be obedient and still in when he was offering me direction. And what I've learned is that as I continue to live in my purpose, he continues to unlock additional opportunities that leave me in awe. I'm just amazed by how this journey has been going.
So what advice would you give women that are interested in starting a business?
Do your research, number one. I get so many clients who are like, oh, I have this business idea. I want to, you know, sell cookies or cakes. And I'm like, how many people are selling cookies and cakes in your area? How much is the profit margin? All of this kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Definitely do your research. This is your livelihood. When you're starting a business, it will be time-consuming, so you have to make sure that you thoroughly research your business idea. And sometimes through your research, it will change what kind of services you will offer or what kind of products you plan on selling because you've done your research and you may know that, okay, my audience really does not need this particular product, but they've been saying that they need this. And so it allows you to kind of tailor your services to the need of your audience. Second, you need to make sure you're starting a business for the right reasons. Are you doing it to follow a trend, or are you really passionate about this business venture? Wholeheartedly that you believe in it, because there will be ugly times. There will be times where you're like, where is my next client coming, or when will I sell this product? And so if you don't believe in it and you're just doing it for the money per se, then you will be turned off easily. And you have to be able to know that with anything you do, you'll have your highs and your lows, but if you're passionate and you're sold into your dream, it will definitely come out towards your benefit. And I definitely want to say lastly, save, save, save. A lot of people feel as soon as they get this business idea, oh, I want to quit my job and, you know, just live on my profits, and then they have no reserve. And then it's like, well, I was doing better in the workforce, so now I don't want to do my business, and I just want to go back to work. When you can do both, until you get to a place where your reserve is solidified and you have a comfortable amount of money in it, do both. You know, or, you know, turn it into doing both part-time where it's still flexible for you. So, you know, definitely don't feel that it has to be extreme where it has to be one way or the other.
How can you tell the difference, or how could a person tell the difference between whether or not their idea is really their passion or just a passing fancy?
Definitely, I would say if you're passionate about it, you are not, I want to say, motivated by money. I help whoever I can help, and I definitely have paying clients, and I have pro bono clients. And so you see a lot of people who are passionate about what they do, especially in the beginning. They start off with a lot of pro bono clients because they really want to get the service there. Now, this doesn't mean to just do that all of your life, but a lot of times when you're willing to offer the services or product for free, it's because you are really in love with it and you're passionate about it. If you are caught up with, you know, everything monetary that's attached to it, then it may just be a skill that you enjoy or, you know, definitely a hobby that you know can turn into profit, which definitely can be businesses as well. But again, you know, we're talking about turning your passion into profit. So if you're trying to turn your passion into profit, try it out and see if this is something that you could do if you weren't getting paid for.
That sounds like an excellent barometer to gauge whether or not it's for fun or mm-hmm. something you really want to delve into. Because like you said, you have the highs and the lows can,
yes.
can really get you down and taxing. Which makes me wonder, what advice would you give women who have partners, you know, that are married, they have children, or, you know, boyfriends? What advice would you give them for managing both those interests in their life?
I would say communication. Communication is key, and making sure everybody is on the same page. And so for me, my daughter is definitely my partner. She knows the schedule. She helps out with all of the workshops. She, you know, sits in with a lot of the different consulting that I do. And so I try to involve her because it is time consuming. And so the fundraising events that I plan, if it's, you know, age appropriate for her, she's there. And so for me, it's letting women know that it's okay to create your work-life balance and include your partner in it. You know, make sure that he or she understands that this is your passion or this is your business venture and include them in some of those things. If it's business meetings or if it's, you know, maybe they're driving you there. Maybe, you know, you go to lunch after the meeting and you talk about it, like what happened and process that information. But for me, it's always making sure I'm communicating with my partner as well as including my daughter in different events where she can assist me with.
Yeah, you said that you're teaching. What grade are you teaching?
Well, I actually teach professional development at Brown Mackey College, and so it's basically like freshman studies. So it's their first class that they take when they enter the college. And so I teach them everything from how to be successful throughout your college journey to time management to, I mean, we talk about it all from study skills, and we kind of just – I kind of give them a very holistic approach to what that journey will look like. And for a lot of my students, I am their career coach. I am a certified life coach and career coach. So I do provide those services to those students and help them kind of discover what journey they want to take into discovering their purpose.
So what would you say inspires you to teach at the higher educational level?
Wow, I love teaching. So for me, I come from a family of educators and professors, and I love people, and I love having a platform where I can feed them knowledge and I can receive knowledge from them. It's just amazing. And so for me, it's always been a dream career for me. I started off doing health education, actually, teaching for one of the Metro Atlanta Board of Health, teaching sex education to over 300 youth. And so from there, you know, it just kind of elevated into another arena, and I just adore it and hope that I can continue doing it.
Excellent. What would you tell your 18-year-old self now that you didn't know then?
Whew. A lot.
Yeah.
What? Everything. Definitely save yourself first. And I tell this to all the young women that I talk to. At 18, I became a young mother, and I was faced with a lot of obstacles. And I thought that I had to be superwoman at such a young age. And I put everybody in front of me, whether it was my daughter, her dad, whoever it was. I wanted to conquer the world. And I forgot that, hey, I'm part of the world. I can't conquer it without acknowledging that I need to save who I am and really enjoy my life instead of thinking that I have to get all of this done. And so I would definitely tell myself that it's okay to choose you and be selfish. You know, you deserve those moments. Enjoy it. And so at 18, I think that if I would have gotten that advice, I probably would I probably wouldn't juggle as much as I do now, but, you know, when you start juggling at an early age, you just kind of get used to it, and now it's one of my driving forces. But I would definitely say save yourself first.
Okay. How can our listeners get a hold of you, get your information?
Yes, well, definitely check out my website, perfectformulagroup.com. I'm actually taking some bookings if people are looking for speakers or are looking for a workshop, anything like that. They can get the information from my from my website, and it's perfectformulagroup.com. Or you can email me at perfectformulagroup@gmail.com or give me a call at 404-919-7818.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad you were able to do this interview. I found it personally very informational and useful.
Great. Awesome. So, thank you.
You're welcome. for our listeners, if you would like to be on the show or know someone that can provide us with some beneficial information, please email me at krenfro.com or call me at 708-799-0300. Again, that's krenfro, RENFROE.com. And remember to live free.